Mishnah Berurah of Kotan Lamed says, when he speaks about how to make tea, there's a few Nedarim over there that we're going to get back to, because there's more sugars that we have to see in order to understand how to make tea and coffee mechadoyme with the whole hekif. Pashas, the reason Mishnah Berurah brings it down right away in Tiv Dalad is, like I spoke out last time, Mishnah Berurah writes, Mishnah Berurah is choshesh, that tea leaves are vada'i kalei abishal, like kuliyos espanim. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah puts it in Tiv Dalad. But we still don't know the halachas of Klivisha and Yiri Klivisha and Klisheni, so maybe we're going to wait till we finish learning the halachas of Glinad, we'll come back to making tea with Chadoyim then. Okay, Sifei the Noise is Bishul, Aster, Afi, and Sliyah. And Dabayovish, Yer Dabayovish, that was already fully baked, fully soloed. The question is there a problem to cook it, to make a royal achila in a different way afterwards? We learned already in Bishul Acha Bishul by W. Yovish without Reutiv. The question is, it is Bishul Acha Fiyah and Sliya and Wadin according to Mishnah Berurah, Wadin Faker. The Gemara Pstochim Daf Memal from a base. The Gemara speaks of two things, learning this Nidan. Number one, Korban Pesach. The person was Toila Korban Pesach Kol Chotei. And afterwards he was Mavashalit. And a person eats that at Korban Pesach, says the Gemara, he's Chayv Malkus on eating a Korban Pesach, that you were Torah, and afterwards you cooked it. Why? The Torah says, Al Toichel Amenu, U Voshel Mavoshel Bamayim. So Yehoi, Chayv Malkus, for eating Voshel Mavoshel Bamayim. It was Tzoloi. You only cooked it afterwards. So Sif Negemore, that Bishul, Achas Liyo, has a din of Bishul. The Gemara brings a Braise, like Rabbeisi, Yotzin Berokik Kashori, somebody that Rokik is like our Matzis, somebody takes matzahs and makes shori, makes kebroks, yoyte the din the right of achilas matzah. However, says the Gemara, somebody took this matzah and cooked it up, he's not yoyte achilas matzah, why? Because the bishul is mevatel dafir. So merely, after the bishul, doesn't have a shem lechem anymore, so merely, he's not yoyte matzah. This is the Gemara. So we have Gemara about two things. The Gemara talks about bishul after tzli, that's why Pesach. We have Bishul Achafio by Matzah. What do we see? We see in both cases, side by Tzli, side by Afia, the Bishul is Mavatal, the first Matzah, the original Matzah of Afia and Tzli. Says Jebelezim in Mitz, and the Sefer Yireim, Stim Nereshah in Dalit, since you see the Inyan Psochim, that it's possible to Machadish Hashem Bishul after it's already Roy Lachila as Tzoloi, well, then in Shabbos, yes, Bishul, Achas Tzli Vafir. And Achrim HaMazbi, even though we learned the whole Bishul is, what Pulas Bishul is, to be Merakachit, to make a Droi Lachila. Since Bishul has a different taste than Tzliya, that's also, Rav Lezer Mintz learns that the Shinui, Atam, and the Shinui Mahus of the Droi Lachila, is also Nechlal in the Geder of Bishul, because you need Chim to be Meshan this thing. Maybe be Meshan, that's also considered Bishul, so maybe it's enough to be Mechayim within Bishul. Agav, the Maimon Muskad, later on the whole sugya of Israel din Bishul Dairaisi by Dovo Anech Al Chai, says the Eglital, and Oifes of Kotin Yutes, Befeish, Revelation of Mitz, Befeish is Tefi Reim. If Yesh Bishul Achafiyo, or Tzliyo, after it was very Tzoli, after Fiyo was Roy Lechul. Was Roy Lechul, Roy Lechil Gami, Ava Pika says Revelation of Mitz, Chazishan Ali Mechatos, it's a skile. So you see, din Bishul Dairaisi, even for Dovo Anech Al Chai, brings a Raya from this Tefi Reim. Maimon Muskad. So the Ma'aseh, this is Yesh Mishayim, the first Yesh Mishayim, the Machab Yesh Mishayim, the Dovah Shenefe, Oy Nitzle, in Bishl Achachach, in Maske, Yesh Bar Mishim Bishl, V'also Lit in Pasafil B'chli Sheini, Yesh Bar Mishim Bishl. We'll put the second half aside now. So this is the first, this is Shita Seirem. However, the Ravyo is Cholik on the Yirem, and the Ravyo says, no, you have camping arrived in the Gmorm Sochim, because then over there, the needin is not if Bishul can mavatal Tzli or Afia. Over there it's more linen matzah, it's more in the Gemara Brochis, Daf Lamed Chesam and Beis. Matzah is a special din. They need tam matzah befit. So when you mavashal it, in Islam it's considered offui. But tam matzah you don't have, so maybe that's the Rabbi Yisi, the Gemara Brochis says, the Pshat in Rabbi Yisi is that the Bishul is mavatal the tam matzah. So maybe you don't have the tam Afia, but Afia you have. And so it's in Pesachim Daf Nemalef over there, this is right. The whole demon of the Gemara between Bishul Korban Pesach to Matzah, so it says it's not a little bit of hilchus, it's not like Maskolim. The Gemara Brochus says The only reason by matzah is special is din miyuchid. Din miyuchid is not matzah. Somehow there's no dimim b'chalal maskone. There's b'chalal no dimim between Mishal Kol Pesach and matzah. So Mele says to Rav Yo, there's no problem of Klapei Shabbos. There's no problem of Bishul, Achar, Afiyo, Achatziyo. Only by matzah there is a problem. How does the Mechaber pasken? So the Mechaber first brings the Yireim, then the Mechaber at the end says, V'yesh Matirin. Who's the Yesh Matirin? So if you look in the Be'er HaGoyel over here, in the Shibur O'itchof, it says, Motchai Perikim of the Shabbos, Hashem Rav Yo. The Be'er HaGoyel learns that this is the Rav Yo. So the Mechaber brings 2 days. 2 days. Stay for Yireim and Rav Yo. The Mechaber is official HaChafir or not. Okay. Says the Mechaber in Sift Hezbov. Dovosh in his bashul kol tzorochoi, bishul kol tzorochoi vuyovish, shein by morok. That we learned earlier in Tzivzal the bishul lacham bishul, muter lanichoi kineged amaduro. Afilu mokum sheyatz lezvoi kineged amaduro. Talking places. No chasosh miyachata ein mishne bishul. You gotta put it kineged amaduro. Says the bealoch tzorochin brings it from the gdol achrim. Says it's during the mechaber. Halayel is if maybe das reim. Reim is reblez amitzet yireim. Nein, so mag nevom, the daito you, what are you going to be mechalik? The over there, in Sifre, we're talking about Bishul HaChafir. In Sifre, as well, we're talking about Sli after Bishul. Mag nevom says, no difference. No difference. Sli after Bishul, Bishul after Sli. Nein, so mag nevom, the daito you wouldn't need Sli after Bishul. Veich mati rocho bistam. Misifre beisme, vechein nixu besifre maimam otche. He brings, and he says, maimam otche brings, his matchit brings the chuyim. It's all hechitimtis, it's a kimtis. A kimtis in the Mechaber to enter the Agdeochim. So Mele says that Be'aloch HaDachrim had a problem with this mystery in the Mechaber. Sif Alvi brings down the Sefer Yireim, and Sif Tezlov brings down the Sefer, just play the Rav Yo. So now the Mice like this. The Aslam is following the different bottom Medroshim of the Sfardim. The Ashkenaz men go like the Rumo, so that we'll see soon. But how does the Mechaber passkin? There's some different bottom midrashim. There's some bottom midrashim in Rabbani Tzvad, you'll see. They say everything's mutter. In other words, what does it mean? If anything was cooked, baked, fried, anything, any way it was done, that's Roy Lachile, you'll have to do whatever you want afterwards. You let it warm it up, eat it up again, and any earthen you want afterwards. Everything's mutter, all the truth from mutter. Why? Number one, they say, Nashtir, Machloikis Vachkachtam. Sif Alei, if you bring 2 days, Machloikis. Say, Masif Tezlov, you see, only brings the day of the Rav Yo, that there's no problem of Tzliya HaChabishon. Number one. Number two, they say, look in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is in the Dayek. What does the Shulchan Aruch say by Yosem Sifrei? When he brings down the Sefer Yireim, what does he say? Yesh Misha Oimer. Lashon Yochid. When he brings the Shita of the Rav Yo, how does he say? Yesh Matirin. Yochid V'Rabim. Halacha K'Rabim. Second one. Number three, they have a cloud in the Mechaber. Yes, yes, aloha, yes, batre. That's how they go. So Mele, Machmas 3 Svaris, they say, das a Mechaber, if you're Svaldi, hakol mutter, everything's mutter, because of these 3 Svaris, they enter, it's not a kash b'chal the Mechaber. Mechaber, we pass them, like Shidis Rav Yo, that egg bishu, acha bishu, afir v'chulu. That's a someone. However, it's not a double bore. Other bottom medoshim in Rabboni Svar, they say, no, that's not simple at all, boy. Everything we started now, which betim with the shayla and the belocha, what's the whole shayla? That's the shayla on steer the mechab. What's the steer? Even the yesh. And there it goes, like yesh basra. But the mice, if you look at the yesh matirin, says the Rama, what does yesh matirin mean? Hago bechli sheini. Yesh matirin of the mechaber is not talking about. It's not shita zerav yo bechlal. He's not bringing the radio. Fakir, the Rama afterwards brings the radio. Yesh matirin of the kirishon. However, the way the Rama learns the Mechaber, the Rama learns the Mechaber, that the Mechaber does not mean the second day of the Mechaber is not a Rav Yo, it's the Das HaTor. What's the Das HaTor? The second Kiddush of the Yireim, that is something called Chale HaBishul. Chale HaBishul. That the Mechaber says, even B'Klisheni, Afil B'Klisheni, this will soon be Zisi, Yotei Tzefes Kiddush. Aliyah Al-Gabe Abayis, the second Kiddush, the Tesefes Chiddush, and not only Yesh Bishul HaChafir, even Klisheni's author, comes the Torah and says, no, you could be Mekel.
Einig nam yesh bisho ola chafir. Bekhlisheni, you don't have to worry about it. Mele, agor bekhlisheni. And if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, sefkot mem gimel, where is sefkot mem gimel? Was put in the right place, in the machaber. Mishnah Berurah sefkot mem gimel is being mazur machaber for the Ramah. What's Mishnah Berurah say? What's the mat matirin? Says Mishnah Berurah mem gimel, matirin bekhlisheni, svirolei, the ain't klisheni, mevashol shum dover. Not that he holds, yesh matir, not that he holds, em bisho la chafir. No, she didn't klisheni. Enkli shein mevashel shum dover, but if you would be mevashel, would be a problem of bishul achar afir. This is the maaseh, the way the Mr. Brewer brings. So mele the whole what? No. Is mazul machaber. He put in gimel nami machaber. It was purposeful. Say. So you have the remote, open the remote. Some people want to tie there that the Ramos, when he wants to say his own day, in order to bring the other day of the Ramos, it must be the Mechab, even the Mechab didn't mean it, that you can say in the Ramos. But in the Mishmur, you can't say that. And the going over here also, it's the Mashmoy is like understand, the Yesh Matir is the Das HaRatur. And no Shachas to Ravio, Mechab never brought to Ravio. So Meila, they asked the Bomba Kashe. If you look in the Be'aloch HaTziv Tezvov, Be'aloch HaTziv Tezvov, Bomba Kashe. It says the Be'aloch HaTziv Tezvov, well, let's read it again. Tzorchim, Halel b'sifei maybe da'as ha'reim. Ve'ich mat rochet b'stam. How can we mat here stam? You want to bring another day here? Bring another day here. But sif ha'al b'zirim, how could sif tezvov be a whole different day? The answer is clear, and they didn't answer that he passed like that. Why? Because they understood that in sif ha'al, if he never brought the shittas alav yo b'chlal, bring shittas ha'tor, and even in Rabboni Svar, the other bottom of the Rabboni Svar, we're all doing still with the Svadin now. The Ramos anyway because we know the Achmer. But in Das on the Chaber, in the Svadin, could they be Mekel or not? So others bring the whole list. It's not just the Mishmer. There's a big noise here. Haron Shittas on the Chaber. So Mele, all the bottom Medoshim and Svad say, and again, this is the Reister. Then it's a Sophic. The Svadin like to make Svekis and Zachem. So it's Svekis the Reister. It's a Shaila what the Machaber holds. And again, for then the Reister, the Reim says, somebody does it. Is being chashash is a skiller, so memele they say you cannot be mekel chafei bishul achafei. Now the zikr is not cool in the mechaber. Yes, matirin. The question: what the kula is? The kula in klisheni or the kula in bishach bishul? So memele you'll see, and some the spalish is formed. Everything is fine. Once it's real achila, you can do any warm up any way you want. And some say no, even according to the mechaber, you cannot be mekel. It's a sofik derais. Okay. Yes. That's the many Terutzim. I mean, there's a lot of different schoyt that are entered, and the mahalach, the kava quality is like Mr. Moy. This is what you need to say. It's only yibush. The kava quality is there. It's over there. It's a din of yibush, not tzli. That's the kava quality. But they point out. So hopefully we'll get this later. They learn that the Mishnah Berurah learns. The Mishnah doesn't learn like that. The Melech comes a big chumer. Yeah. Inechanam. The Chaznish learns like you're saying, many, there's different stories, but the Kavach Lo is like what you're saying, yeah. But, yeah. Okay, so this is all, the Radas, Svazim, Kodebe Mekel, this is all in a different days, how to learn the Yishmet and the Mechaber. Lamaise, the Ramah anyway, according to Ashkenazim are Machmer, like the Ramah over here says, the meaning for Ashkenazim is to be Machmer in all these cases. Now, says the Sefer Yireim, this is the second part of the Mechaber, another, he's Moisef another Chum, says it for Yireim, even though the Gemara passes, you learn the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Memo, and based on other places, Klisheini, Einu Mevashel. Why do we have Klisheini? We have Klisheini, Nirikim Mevashel, Klisheini, Yikuli Sespanin, says the Yisef Yireim, since we see Machlokes in the Gemara, Daf Memo, based on Klapi Melach, there's a man that holds that Melach Mizbashel B'Klisheini, what's the Svor, what's the Machlokes? You see, that then Klisheini has a pool of Bishel. The question is what? Is something, soft things, maybe Klisheini could be Mevashel. And even the Cholkim in Melach. The Melach is not Mevashel. That's because the whole Melach is not a Dovarach. But the Dovarach, we're Choshish, but the Dovarach that's Mespashel even by Klisheini. And since we don't know what's Rach, yes, Lachma, Bechol Dovar, and Klisheini, Chutz, Mimayim, Veshemin, that what Klisheini has the Kerch of Bishul. The Klisheini has the Kerch of Bishul, that's in Machmir, because maybe it's a Dovarach. So Melech says the Yireim, Nombo, Chum al Gabi Chumar. Number one says Yireim, I hold Yesh Bishul Achafir. Number two, not only Yesh Bishul and the Klirishoim, But even in a kli that betim we say cannot be mevashel, maybe it could be mevashel. So Mele, this pas says the this is the machaber, but also lit in pas. It can't put in bread, it was baked already, dry, no lachlat, apil b'kli sheni, so you have to let this boy because it is double chumra. Number one, ish b'shal hafir. Number two, v'choshesh, what they call, sopik kala bishul, chashash kala bishul, because the choshesh, everything is considered kala yabishul, and it says Yirmo, this is the minik. So maybe Ashkenazim, zich, I have both chumras together. Okay. We'll get there, yeah. So now, what about Bishul, Achatzli, Achabishul? This is the noise of the Be'aloche, the Be'aloche of Bishul. Somebody was cook something. Afterwards, he was toilet. Afterwards, he cooked it again. Be'aloche means a primogon, means a rachim besochim daf memalach. What's the right in the Gemara? Over there it says, Pesach, Shetzoloi, Vachakach Bishloi. First you were toilet, like Kilchosa, afterwards you cooked in your fat. The Gemara says, Oyvim, Shemavoshim, Vushal Vamayim. Says the Irem, if you see you already did sliya, and that was you cooked it, over alav, or boshel, or boshel, makoch, yesh bishul achafir. And Mele, he says, yesh bishul achafir, this sefer Irem. Correct the Pimigodna, I don't understand. The Gemara there also says, let's say you took the carbon paste and you cooked it, and after you would soil it, the pulach venu was sliya, the Gemara says, you also, over on alav, or boshel, or boshel. How could it be? If you tell me that yesh bishul achar sliya, and Mele, over the alav, so Melo Huwa, then yesh tzuliyah achar bishul, and Melo Yishu, mekayim kilchose, you mekayim the mitzvah, achilas Pesach, kilchose. Zeh frek the primogodin, how could it be in both cases, yoyvi uvashal uvashal mayim. Says the primogodin, bar kochoch, primogodin meyasit, the pshat in the Yireim is, that the pshat is, anytime bishul achar tzuliyah ulehepech, the pshat is, the shem of both of them are kayim. It's tzai, bishul, and tzai afir. So Melo, says the Yireim, if you have something tzli, and you cook that with the altar. Why? Not because you're being oikir the tzli, but because you're adding on. It's also tzli, also bishul. And rather than tzli achabishul, you're adding on another maus. Says the primogodin God named Cain, let's say you had something that you cooked it. Afterwards, you roasted it. Now, could you cook it again on Shabbos? So the God say the Goma, fine. Why? Because you have something that has two shemas on it. There's a shem of bishul, shame of tzli. When I cook it afterwards again, I'm not doing anything. If I'm soiled afterwards, it's also nothing. That's the dasa from the golden bird over here in this Be'aloche, the beginning of Sifei. That's the raya, and this is what he says. The Be'aloche is choylik on him. Be'aloche says even something that was nitzle v'nispashel, says the Be'aloche, it's going to be author to put it v'liroitiv on the tanner. Why? Because when it's bashed, says the Be'aloche, the whole ride of the Primogodin is not muchach. Because even though when it's battle shemus, you have a ride from the Gemara that's two shemus, bishul and tzli. However, says the Be'aloche, the last shem is zicha kaim over here. So maybe zicha tzli also. You're taking a tzli, and that's what you're doing bishul, that's considered bishul achat tzli. So says the Be'aloche, you have bishul, tzli, both shemus. But who said you're allowed to do bishul afterwards? So I said, Bishul is going to change a little bit at least. Says Be'aloche. Be'aloche says, Namuchas, right? So maybe Be'aloche is Cholet, the Shem HaSheni, as Adain Kaim. However, he says the last Shem is more kind than the first one. So maybe if they do Bishul Tzli, it can be Cholet afterwards. That's the Be'aloche. So maybe what they speak about is about Kugel Yishalmi. You got Kugel Yishalmi. Now, if you get Kugel Yishalmi and you speak to the Kugel Macher, he tells you exactly what to do before Shabbos. It tells you exactly how much water, you're supposed to add some water to it, or if not, the bottom is going to get burnt. However, you're making a kiddush, and the kugel macher put the pot of kugel outside in the street at 4 o'clock in the morning, and you come there at 9 o'clock, and you bring it to your house, and you didn't get the instructions. Now you put on your blech, or on your hot plate, and Miller's Friday night, you wake up and you smell, it's starting to get burnt. It's starting to get burnt. So now you want to know, could you add in water to this burik, Mubushal Kotsoche, Reisach, on the fire, with all the tenorium of Chazorah, could they add water to this kugel on Shabbos? So what they say is, this is the Be'aloche, Machzid is Be'aloche, Prima Godin. Kugel Yishalmi, first it's cooked, then it's baked, and now what are you doing? You're cooking again. Mutra Yosur. So they say, Kuntri Be'aloche Yosur. So that's what they say. I'm not so sure what they say is correct. Even the Kurds, I don't know exactly how they make kugel, but they add stuff afterwards. I mean, they only cook the lakshin. They don't cook the eggs first. So, klappe, the eggs there, I don't know what else is there. The sugar, maybe they also cook before in the oil. I don't know exactly how they make it, but they just add stuff after they cook the lotion. So, maybe to say it's the bealocha, in other words, to say the Prim Gadol will be making such a case, I'm not sure the Prim Gadol would be making, because the eggs that they put inside afterwards are only baked. It's not bishul, achafiyah, achabishul. So it could be even it's also the quantity of Pimigodon, I don't know, but zikha according to Bealoche, it's a problem. So if someone's making Giddush, the first thing you should do is you should get the instructions before Shabbos to know exactly what to do, it shouldn't burn. And if not, you don't have Eitzah. There's no Eitzah, but it's not Kefelach. Many people went through this already. The only thing that happens is that the bottom two layers get burnt. The rest of the kugel is fine. And other rabbis, some people, dafka want the crispy parts on the bottom. So you're not going to have a problem with the kiddush, but there's no eitzah. There's no eitzah, according to Balocha, there's no eitzah. And even according to the Prima Godin, it's not simple that there's eitzah. You can add in water to the kugel. Okay. What? Yeah, cooked. Yeah, it's cooking. What? Say that. It's a pool of vishal. It's in a pot of tapareish. With mine. Okay, so now, however, says the Bealocha, Bishul Tzli, you're allowed to put it on the Tanur B'Shabbos, because the Pulachwana is better, and it's Tzidach Tzli. Okay, so now we still talk about Kugel. What about what they speak about? It was the common case about a Cholent. Now, Cholent, if you see a Cholent is going to get burnt, and you know before, the best thing is to put it when there's still water in the chont. Add water when there's still water in the chont, because zikha only mivoshol. What happens in the same case? You went to sleep, in the middle of the night you smell, you're having a chont that's already started to be nitzle, and the chont's all dry and crispy on the bottom already. Now you want to add water. Could you add water or not? So this is zikha, the case of the Prima Godin and Bealocha. In this case, it was mivoshol. Afterwards, it started getting tzli kedar. And after you want to add war, this is zikr, the case of the Machlokes Bealocha and Mishnah Berurah, everything was cooked before, you want to add war or not. Says the Ketet HaShulchan, says in this case of Cholent, this Machlokes Bealocha, and this is their case, and this is the Machlokes. So maybe, according to Bealocha, you only let add water when there's some water over there, and it's a Shem Tashol. The Ma'aseh Shemeshav is Kolchos writes like this, in Perek Alpha or Mem Gimel, and the new it's Mem Ches. He writes, the meaning is to be Mekel. No, right? People do, they put in water, even if you wake up in the middle of the night and it's in the Siyabish, the Gamri, they're not Khoshish. She says, this is a minute. Now he comes to explain why. The Efshir HaTamu, he says, this is what people do. Now if you hold like Prima Godin, you're glad. If you hold like Bealoch, it's problematic. He says, Efshir HaTamu is three truth me yet. Number one, many are Chedek on the Mishneh Berurah, and they hold like the Prima Godin. So number one, you have the Prima Godin. Number two, he comes to the Svorah, along this is Svorah, from Shemazama Dachtach. That over here, by Cholent, the bishul they do now is a hemshuch to the first bishul. That means like this. If what you did is, like kugel yishami, what you do is you cook it, after you do a whole pool of bedaske, you bake it, you put it in the oven, it gets baked. Afterwards, you're going to pour water again, you get into problems of bishul achafiyah, v'chadoyme. However, something that the whole time was cooked, and was meant to cook, so a mikra happened that it started getting burnt. Many times when you put in water, it's not considered, is it a pool of bishul, a pool of thing? You're trying now to be mamshich. You're trying to be mamshich, the original bishul. So in such a case, here comes the slaughter, the slaughter on this. Understand that we're not magdir it like bishul achafiyah, because all you're not trying to bake it and then cook it. This is the pool, it got burnt and bemikre, and now you're being mamshich. You want to cook like it was cooking a few hours ago, so you're being mamshich. That's number two slaughters. Only chum. Not for kugel. For kugel, no. For kugel, you don't have this head. For kugel, you don't have this head. Kugel, you want to cook it out, there's a whole different pool. Number three, he says, yesh lismach, the third kugel, with all three, he says, the migdash, the mikvah, the ershah, because this is number one, prima godin. Number two, with this svara, the hemsach, which is the rishon. Number three, it's slikeder. Slikeder is a whole moise. Slikeder means you cook something in a pot. You didn't cook in a pot. You put something in a pot without water. Like a chunk without water and it starts getting crispy, it's slick either considered mavushal or tli. It's a noise, the chaznish is all mamadzain, sifkot nidal, it's all noise about it. So the kitzel, but then it's a roof from his metarfit and it says this is the thing. Zikha, somebody knows what's going to happen. So zikha, add in water before it starts getting burnt. Because it starts getting burnt, you have to be shemich on these atem. What? The Ravio. The Ravio, we don't pass one, the Ravio. He's not Mitzav, the Ravio. Rabbi Akiva Mitzav in the Yezid. But yeah, it's not considered the Meister Shabbos. But the Chiddush is not Simchat Torah. What? Which other machlokes? Ah, you want? Okay. He doesn't do it. Now, somebody. Okay, so that's that. Now, I saw chintz in the chutzon. What happens? Somebody takes off his chontz and comes home Friday night and wants to see a little chontz. He takes off his chontz and he sees it's very crispy inside. It's crispy. He did all the tzinah chazorim. He's allowed to put it back or not. The more you put it back, the more tzuri you're making it. The question is if it's called flik or so. Oh, you see there's no water here left. And you know when you put it back, it's going to become tzuri. No, if it's mamish mitzoli, it's burnt legamri. You say there, you can put back the burnt salt, it's solid legamri. But if it's, you see, there's no water left, it's constant again. The maitre, it's the chel problematic. In the chutzoni, I saw he writes in the chelik beis, Amud Kuf Tzadik, he writes, his doshen is, tzorchin al minigoylam shenoygim king. He says, minigoylam is to put back a shawl and every Shabbos it was full of water. Friday night there comes, there's no water left. You know it's going to get crispy. He says, tzorchin al minigoylam shenoygim. He says, minigoylam shenoygim, that's tzorchin. Yes, line. Okay, next. Shliach HaFir. What about Shliach HaFir? Over here, this is Shul to Giborim, Daf Samachal from his base. He writes, just like Ein HaFir HaFir, who are then, there's no Tzliya Achar HaFir. Or HaFir HaTzliya. He says, Tzliya and HaFir is all the same pula. And really, he says, you take a pas HaFir, you have a challah, you'll have to put it next to the fire. No problem putting next to the fire, even if you're going to be magdered as a pool of Tzli, because Tzli and HaFir are the same gedder. However, the Prima God of Mayos over here, Sefkot Zayin, he writes, yes, Tzliya HaFir, and he writes clearly, he's Cholik, Prima God of Sefkot Zayin, which was Aizov, yes, Tzliya HaFir, Dova Shenefer, or Sletagno, you can't switch the pools between HaFir and Tzliya, and the person speaker has to make toast on Shabbos. This is the major shout to make toast on Shabbos. Some other person can speak about makrapatis, other things. But now we're talking about me'ika adin, the ika shayla is just machlokes between the prima godin, and it's passing like there, and the shulta geborim. But the shulta geborim says it's all the same pula. What? Toast and bread, there's a difference. What? With the mitzvah? Ah, what's the difference between? No, one's a barbecue, and one's in the oven. This barbecue chicken, now it's on the fire. And then it's in the oven. In the oven. It's not mamsh on the fire. No, oil is also, if you have a job, oil is also, tikkun is also called sli. Tikkun is sli. Tikkun is sli. Sli is sli. What? A toast oven is sli. The fire there. The chutun, the open fire. No, I was toast oven. Are you talking about a toast oven? Is a field, okay. You can make fat. You're asking good. I'm not sure. You have to know how to make the difference. I'm not sure. But this is what the person speaks about. Toast, they bring the whole machlokes ayin b'ktovin. Next. Ayin b'ktovin. There's two days. Some people say some people hold that the Shulchan Gibberim. Normally, you have a Shulchan Gibberim Prima Godin. You go like the Shulchan Gibberim. It's not Shaila B'chol. But over here, Mesamad, what? Why? Why? No, you could. If it's in a place that there's no Shem Yechate, it's Mavua later on and see if Tesla was Mutter. If there's no Shem Yechate, what? You put it next to fire. You have an oven right next to your shayish. You put your bread on your shayish next to the fire. It's going to get hard and geschmack. Somebody has a stomachache, you give it to him, will you be very good to him. Could you do it or not? That's what they speak about. Some people say there's no problem. Eye changes. My stomach will be off. Some people say no. It's considered tzli achafir. The eye books up. Okay. Say that, but that's the chidushim really. Tegin b'shumon. Somebody takes butter or... I don't know. Machloikis. According to Mishpat Zayzov, it's author. According to Shulta Gebarim Lucher, it should be mutter. I don't know what to say. What? The all right thing is makke bepatish. That's a chiddush. That's one mechudoshim. I hear, but I don't understand it. Because you like, if you're in the Bishul, you'll have to change it. The kids, you look in the Ksalma, look in the, I don't know. I don't know who says what, but it's Alpi, the Machlekes of the Shulta Gibbarim and the Pimagodim. This is the Makuris. Who says what? I don't know. You have to look, it's Motsuye. Tigun Beshumon. Somebody wants to be Mitanya in Shumon, Dava Kodesh. That means we're talking about now, you have something, a salad, and you're doing Tigun in a salad. How do you do Tigun in a salad? You put on top of your margarine, your butter, your fat, your schmaltz on top of the fire. It becomes soft and you fry inside. Says the Prima God, Mishra Tezov, Sef Kotten Zayin, brings the Gemara Tan Hedden. The Gemara Tan Hedden says, when it says in the Torah, Lei Savash Agadi, Be, Bechalei Vimoy. In the Torah is known of Kudis, and if you have no Kudis, Bechalei, what does it mean? The Gemara says, what does it mean? Who says it's a boss of a Cholov, Bechalov? Who says it's Cholov? Maybe it's Bechalei. Lei Savash Agadi, Bechalei Vimoy. You take the schmaltz of the behemah, on Pesach, they're cooking the frying schmaltz. You take the fry of the mother. This is the Mountain Eden. Says the Gemara, no. The Mountain Eden of Dalit says you cannot say that. Why? Since it says Lois Vashel, the Chelev is Tigun and not Bishul. If you Chelev is Tigun and not Bishul, the Torah says Lois Vashel, it can't be in the Chelev of the mother. Makoch is the Cholos. Atkan, a Gemara in Mountain Eden of Dalit. Says the Prima Godin Yosef Kotten Zayin Mamela. Somebody, okay, somebody wants the metagin. Somebody's metagin in a double kodosh. The halacha is it's tigun and not bishul. So it's like tzli, it's not bishul, and you have the same shayla. There'll be a problem to cook it again because of bishul. Achat tzli. This is the Prima Godin. However, it says the Prima Godin, Bimashke is considered Bishul. The Mele says the Prima Godin, Yayin Umayim, that's Bishul. It's Mitzapik, what about Shemen? Shemen Dinei Kimashke, or another that has Shem Bishul, or Shemen Dinei Kimo Chelev, there it's considered Tigo, not Bishul. It's a topic, like Shumon. Shumon, Chelev, Chelev is also Shumon. One second. Shemen, he has a sofik of Shemen. Shuman is zicher, tigun, not bishul b'chal, it's a korosh, this is a gemore. Korosh, shuman korosh. Shemen, oil, canola oil, olive oil. Is it bishul or not, is mistafik. What's a sofik, it doesn't write. Now, it's not mistafik that a sofik is, you need a din mashke, echad mishur mashke, he says, yayin v'shemen is mashke. Shemen is mistafik. Yain v'cholov, he says, Yain umayim is mashke. Shemen is mistafik. It's not mistafik. It's mistafik in canola. It doesn't have mashke in tume. It's not mistafik. That's what it means. What does he mean? I will tell you. It's as simple as possible. Who doesn't know that the pool of tigun and shemen is different than the pool of bishul? So it's a different type of cooking. Bishul is merachech and shemen. I don't know. It's makes things hard. However, there is a regime of poiskim that say that the whole sofik of the Prima Godin is only when you're dealing with a little bit shemen. However, tigun of the shemen omoik, if you fry it in very deep shemen, it's kibishul. Let's just say kibishul. And some people bring sloris, mali bishul b'shemen, mali bishul b'mayim. If some place comes, it has to be submerged legamri, and there's something floated on top. Something you put in the shemen flows on top. If it flows on top, then maybe not. Some place has to be in the shemen like bishul, then it's a shemen of bishul. Maybe deep fried, but they call deep fried today even for donuts. They call deep fried. Right? It's only happens on deep. It's telling the different forms, different lashonis. Now, I'm not saying aloha. First, I don't understand this whole regime of poiskin that the machalik, the misvore. He said, if you remember, it's a sofik, it's about a little bit. A lot, deep fry is not malshim, I don't understand the noise over here. If I come to your house and you offer me chips, I say, yeah, I'll take over some ketchup, bring some chips. And you come to me, fries, french fries, whatever and you come to me with a plate of pieces of potatoes, strings of potatoes, cooked strings of potatoes. So I say, well, where's the chips? You tell me, well, what's the problem? Mali bishul b'mayim, mali bishul b'shemen. So, deep fried it. What's the difference if I put in a shemen or water? This is fried. So, such a person is Hufkech. I mean, maybe I'm jealous of him. It has no shaykhiz. It has no shaykhiz. It's not in this texture. It's a whole different thing. Adarabe. Somebody that puts in fries with a drop of shemen, and somebody puts in with a lot of shemen, that kemat, it'll be kemat the same thing. And adarabe, tikkun is much more demet safir than bishul. Now, if he wants to sign a svar, one second. He wants to sign a svar. Now, I'm coming just from the Prima Godin itself. Mashmoy is a Prima Godin that there's no nafkamina, there's no zecher in the Prima Godin, there's nafkamina, a lot of shemen, or a little bit shemen. If you want to tell me that, if you tell me like this is some sort of saying, Mashmoy is a Prima Godin, look inside, his Mashmoy is more that it doesn't have a shemen like Bishul. He says, Ve'efshir, so once he's mitzadet more, the Mashmoy says it has him like Bishul, I'm asking. If you want to tell me the Prima Godin has a suffix, but he's been rice from Kula Terkula, with the rice from Kula Terkula. Magole, all types of different places in the Torah, we see Bishul B'Shem that has a Shem Bishul. A Muslim ask him, they say the Gomer, you want your push it to Prima Godin Sofik. That I understand, because it's Bishul also. In the water, it's not much Bishul, and this is right Jerusalem there. So that I have no tennis against. But to bring the Prima Godin, and to say the whole soul of the Prima Godin is only by Tigmu Shem, a little Shem. But not in a lot, when there's no Zeichen B'Chal, then there's no Svar B'Chal to be Mechalik. Or to come and say, in Echami, well, we push it mitzat svor. Mali bishul b'mayim, mali bishul b'shemen. It's very hard for me to understand what the svor is. Misvor, ani amegushim. I don't understand the svor of mali b'shemen, mali b'mayim. However, you'll find in the svor they do say it. So like this, there are many svor that bring rice. They are push it. The svor of Prima Godin. That's beseder. Some said Prima Godin mitzadet beseder. So that's beseder. But in the Prima Godin itself, I don't understand how good in the Prima Godin. Okay, now this is, we have 12 minutes, whatever, 50 minutes left. What about schnitzel? Schnitzel people make in the house. Schnitzel, most people, the way they make schnitzel is not deep fried. So according to the Sforim, according to the Sforim, if it's not deep fried, it's tigun. If you put in a lot, that's considered bishul. Say that your schnitzel in the house, even the debrayim, has a din of tzui. Now you have cold schnitzel from Friday night. You want to take it and put it into your challenge on Shabbos Kodesh. You want warm. But same thing is the same thing. So yeah, see, Tikkun doesn't like sleep. I know, but it's cold. No. I'm going in a story. He wants to know if Prima Godin has a Shaila. He says, Chela Mitzad Echot, you see in the Gemara, it's not considered Bishul, considered Tikkun. Mayim, you see chlor and Yain is considered Bishul. Prima Godin says, V'shemen, yes, listafik. He's mistafik. What's his topic? So no, you can tell me his topic is it doesn't have a shem mashke, it's not mistafik. His topic is pashtus, because the pool of shemen is more damaged than the pool of shuman and chema and chadim. In such a case, I don't know how you could say mali. If that's good for his topic, I could say mali there, mali there. It's more damaged to chel than that. I'm just calling misvore in the Prima Godin. There are some that are makeable because they push the Prima Godin's topic or more tzadokal. But I'm coming inside the same Yisroel, I don't understand the words. Okay. The Kitzah Shnitzel, can you put in your chon that comes out of the fee, all this Rabbonim, it's also. It's also, you can't put a chon to Kushen. You're going to come to me, what? I can put in, so come to many points, I can put on top of the pot, on the edge, on the blech, and warm off my schnitzel. And in the front, in Kusheni, I'm going to put in chon, I can't. So tell me, yeah. That's halacha. On top of your path is not a problem of Bishul, ain't Tzli Achat Tzli, is Vistay De Gomor, even if you hold the Tzli. I'm going, even in the Mishabur, learns like Pah, this is, even if you learn the Tzli Achat or you put next to the fire, like, even if you learn, it will be Mutter. What? Not into the path, in your plate, in front of you. No, not into the path, in your plate, in front of you. Double gosh or any cliché? Klisheni. Klisheni, this is the machaber. Klisheni, this is the machaber. The machaber is talking about klisheni. Whatever you want, a klisheni is. Double gush in a kli chamishi or a plain double sheni. Whatever you want. I'm talking about klisheni. Okay, next. Bishul, what about on Pesach? Pesach the galoption. You know what it is? Pesach the galoption. You make thin pancakes. What do you call? What? Cream. A what? Cream. Whatever it is, the place of the galoption, you make a thin batter like eggs, and you cut off into pieces. Now Yom Tov can do whatever you want. You let it cook on Yom Tov. Whatever Shabbos Kodesh on Pesach,
You want to eat? They say, "Oh yeah, koin kapundokas." Oh yeah, it's a lochshim aitzolim. Shabbos kodesh Pesach. I shouldn't eat lochshim aitzolim. You have this gavaldig lochshim. And here comes a person who says, "Last week we said what? If you have lochshim, you strain. Even if you stick your hand in, you get wet. It's wet inside." We said, "There's no problem because once you strain, the Mishnah Berurah said, 'Imishal chabishul,' you can put it even to kli rishon." And Pesach like a child, I want to put it in my bowl, the kli sheni. Pesach like a lochshim. What's the locha? Also go? There's no hetter. Pesach like a lochshim is zichet tigul. No question about it. Even if some people don't use, they use in dupat without any shem bechlal, or you use just a drop of shemon, which is yeah, for the kli sheni. That's the halacha here. Yes, Mechaber Shin Yud Ches Tichy. Everybody does on Yom Tov. Shabbos Kodesh we're talking about. What? Kli Shlishi, I'm not talking about Kli Shlishi. I'm talking about... Okay, Vakasha. Say. I'm talking about Kli Shlishi. You want to put into Kli Shlishi? The halacha is... It's what's it called? The kitter... Which stuff in the Fremont Goblin? No, it's three badai.
That is
oil? No, a drop of oil that shouldn't burn is zichatli. It's zichatli. You're not giving to give the time. It's just shouldn't burn. Is zichat not bishul? Is zichat tli? It's zichat. I'll see you. The kitta, as I state, I'm not saying any chedushim. Loy lights do not. That's them. This halacha. Clearly, I'm not talking yet. We're not talking.
Take next to the kugel.
Take next to the kugel. I don't want to say, but I don't see any
hetter.
I don't know. When I go to kedushin, I make sure to get the kugel right away when it comes out to get a hot kugel. If you put a pickle on there, you put your hand on there, you burn your hand. And if you put a kugel on there, the water that's underneath there, zeh gets yatsa ledesbui. You want to say other tzvachos, we say that. Mekalkal? The lotion? Over here it's not mekalkal. Over here I'm not talking about sugar pickles now. We didn't learn the sugar double gush. These things are like pickles, but mekalkal. I'm saying lotion is not mekalkal. Lotion is not mekalkal. Okay. I'm just saying what the swarm say, what I think, what comes out. Next. Rabbi Tzai, over here comes the big sugar of the month also tomorrow. Rabbi Tzai, here comes the Helge Krutans, the Shire of the Helge Krutans, is a motor Krutans on Shabbos. So now there's a idea Chashuv, whoever's doing Bishul should get, I can give it to lender to somebody, whoever has the Maduch HaKashas from the Eidah Haredis, which is a very important page, whoever's learning Shin Yud Ches, there's two sides, all different products. If it wasn't Voshal, not Voshal, ketchup and mustard and mayonnaise and all different baby food, all types of things, with kolam, different kolam, what was cooked before, what wasn't cooked before, and every year they have it. But it's not the same every year, no. I don't think it's the same every year. So if you can look it over here, or you can take a look, pull it out from the Maduch HaKashas, Eidah Haredis. Croutons. It says in the Maduch HaKashas, croutons. Croutons, Eidah Haredis, has a very big miler over all the Hechsherim. Why they worry about the problem of Shinu Chetzifei? And they don't want to do any machshoilim, so they have a klal. If it says in the package, shkedei marak, if it says marak on the package with Eidah Haredis, means it was mitugin be shemen omek, and all the people that say shemen omek is bishul, they hold, it's fine. Croutons, if it says lesalad, croutonum lesalat, that means it was only ofui, and not b'shemen omek afterwards. If it says krutanim limarak visalat, that means it was first baked, and afterwards it was cooked. The full achorin is cooked, even if the Mishnah Berurah is mutter. But there's many other ideas, choshev ideas, about different coffees and different things, saccharin, all different types of things, choshev ideas, practical portion of halachas kedai to see it. Okay. Now, only Badat, if you get different Hashem, you can know. I don't know, you can know. Badat has a Hakfeide. If you go to all you soup cooked on the Zlavdavka was cooked. It changes. They don't have to do it. They don't have to do it. Croutons, some yes, some not. You'll take a look in the store. Some say crouton in a marak, some say the salat only. Sometimes the marak with salat. They must be. There's a Hakfeide from Hashem, Eidah Haredis. All the Hashem don't have a thing. Now the Dibre Chaim. The Dibre Chaim used to have put his food into
used to put his challah in the soup. And there's the Talmidim, the Virchaim, the Viyatav, and Kupeches. They all speak about it. It's either one of two sugis. Either he was chodok on this chumitir, or the Virchaim was very, very machmir on the shir Yatzaledes boy. Very, very high shir, and it comes out of Kula in this case. The kid said, this is the thing. Another thing they get for this sugi, they need the Kenim. The Kenim, when it comes to Pesach, to the Mogen Avraham and Hilchos Pesach, Mogen Avraham and Simen Tov Samach Aleph. It's Koton Chet. Since we just mentioned, Matzah Shebishlo, you're not Yoyti Dechivas Pesach, because it's a Kula Kola Rishenim, it's not on the Machloik, it's everybody agrees. Matzah Shebishlo, you can't be Yoyti Kom Pesach, it's a Gemara, La Alocha, not all in this Machloik. Says the Mogen Avraham, you need for Zokin, you have to make him soft matzahs, you can't chew, you have to make soft. So for Zokin to make a mitzvah, achidas matzah, you'll matzah neder of him, and we'll let him eat kebrok, so I call this heder. Says the Mogen Avraham, don't put it in hot water. Don't put it in hot water. You put it in klisheini, it's going to be vatel the tam of matzah, because the choshes is dovarach with klisheini, and Mele says him, im loy le tzorech, if you need this Zokin needs, but you shouldn't put it in the hot water. I mean, you make it soft, do it in cold water, it'll take a little longer, and you do it in hot water, you're getting found in Sif Hei, our din, that's the choshes for things that will bake there, and you're going to cook it as a shem of bishul. Okay, linen sli after bishul, linen sli after bishul, every kli whenever they want. Linen sli after bishul, so we have over here, so we have two Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, it's Mekubal, that is, Mishnah Berurah is very machmir in the din of Sli Acha Bishul. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah by Yosef Kotan Mem Aleph. It's in Kotan Mem Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah writes over here. Velochen, also Lita Dolos and Espashal Eitel Eish Bli Reutiv. You can't put something that was cooked without Reutiv Eitel Eish. Velam Tavik Eitel Eish. Duadin B'chol Mokim Shiruchal Yitzolish Mechrem Hatana. Velochen Tzoch Lizor, Shadol Ach Zabotim Rusha Bli Reutiv Lutrich Hatana, V'mokim Achim Shayat Shadad Isbui. If you make a machan, it's a lesbo, you can't put a piece of thing there. But feel you made a kedai ham of tekis. So Mele, Mr. Brewer, he says, you put into a piece of meat into oven, in a place that's a lesbo, also. In what he mentioned before, the Mr. Brewer in the Be'aloch and Shifte Zvov, asked the Shaila, steer in the machabe, many achrim say, it's not a steer. Shifte Zvov is talking that you're putting it in a place where it's not going to get, it's not going to become a barbecue, it's not going to get burnt there. You put a double gush, etzalesh, what's going to happen there? It's going to get a little dried out. They call it yibush. Yibush, they say, is not sli. However, you see from the Mishnah Berurah, this Mekubal, the Mishnah Berurah, was very machmir in the din of afir, acha, bishul, that kemati can't do anything. On top of a pot cover, that different forms of different things. Some people say, even according to Mishnah Berurah, on top of a pot cover, it's not eitz l'esh b'chol. Mishnah Berurah only spoke about cases. All the cases of the Mishnah Berurah is ala esh, b'toy chatanu. So merely put it on Yeshayish next to the stove, that might be a problem for the Mishnah. But some people say you put it on top of the fire, not. Some people say, what's enough communion? According to Mishnah, as soon as it gets to the Yatzaledes boy, Chashash Tzli. Yemash Yeh, according to Mishnah, it's a problem. All the Chazanish needs to make about this, because according to the Chazanish, that's the reason the Tarek in Stiv Tezvov. He says, the Chazanish writes, in Simen Lamazayin, Sefkot Yudal, there's Nuzachis, Valkein, the call to the Yovoy, Letam Tzli Mamish, if he's not going to have a Tam of Tzli Mamish, and then over there it says maybe tzli ked b'chlal is like bishul, but chazanish is dafka tzli. When we say yesh tzli acha bishul, chazanish is dafka tzli al gabi gcholim or al gabi shfoit. Mamish tzli means tzli. Don't put in the barbecue. If you have a barbecue, don't put it next to the barbecue. It's going to get mamish barbecued. But if you put it eish, says the chazanish, that is no problem. It's makubal to say we have here machlikis between the Mishnah Berurah and the chazanish. Okay. Kaya Bishul. Well, I shouldn't start now. Arab Ali, Arab Nochem, what should we do? Tomorrow we should have also? I'm trying not to get more than one Mayer Mokin behind. Oh, next week we have three Chaburis. Tomorrow is the time is. We should do it next week, three times? What? That's what he's signing.
Yeah.
Kabbish is a big deal. We need another half an hour for the...
Tomorrow.
I'm waiting for the Rabbonim, the Menalim of the Chabura, to ask him. Okay, so there'll be our door. Either it'll be tomorrow, we'll put a sign on the door, or next week there'll be three. All the three Chaburas.